This was published in 1688 by an Italian cartographer working in Paris. Matthew Edney says this map is all about transportation.
What you have are a series of routeways and waterways, whether it's lakes or rivers, that are being mapped here. This is not a map of a region, this is a map of routes, geographically oriented. And it really speaks to how Europeans saw this territory as being one of a region to move through to get to resources, and then to get those resources, beaver pelts in particular, out again, rather than as a territory to settle in, to convert to property. This is a region of access.
The cartographer here has inserted a long mountain range immediately west of the Mississippi River, an area that's famously flat. Edney notes that wild inaccuracies aren't so surprising when we remember how these maps were made.
Bear again in mind that we're dealing with people in Europe who are working second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand, fifth-hand from original observations, and they're working with a variety of materials, sometimes sketch maps, sometimes itineraries and diaries.
Edney says mapmakers in Europe also had definite preconceptions about the nature of geography.
There's a very established concept in the later 17th, 18th century that around every large river system you have high hills. In Europe you do, therefore why not the rest of the world? It leads to all sorts of wonderful additions of territories, of mountains and things.